right, second hour is a busy, busy hour. There's something weird going on. I wish we were on TV so you could see what was going on the other side of the glass. Adam Hawk, get ready. I need an explanation. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Had a good first hour. I open the program on Friday morning the way I often do by breaking down the Thursday night matchup. Big matchup last night, Texans, Colts. Toasty! As I mentioned with the Texans, they had a showdown prior to that, and it ended up being a beatdown, a hospital job. So when you get knocked the hell out, you're never sure exactly how you're going to respond. You know, some people bounce back immediately, want to get right back in the fight. Others don't ever come back. So I was curious to see how they would respond, and they did. Except the officiating was an issue at the end. That's not why they won. That's not why the Colts lost, but it was an official, or it was an issue at the end nonetheless. We talked about that. We talked some Louisville basketball with Chris Mack. John in New York made his triumphant return to the program. And there is a lot of reaction to that. Adam, really quickly, and again, we are not simulcast today, but we are on the radio. I just noticed some commotion on the other side of the glass. I noticed Alvin was up into the glass. What was going on?
Right as we were rejoining the show, Alvin says, dude, there is a big-ass spider on my board right now. And there was. And he had to grab...
Was it a big-ass spider or like a little spider?
It was a big-ass spider.
Like a tarantula? Big-ass spider?
Not a tarantula, but something that no one wants anything to do with. But Alvin exterminated the spider in short order while also rejoining the show. He was very talented.
Okay, since he exterminated the spider, can he now go down the hall and take care of that big rat that I've been seeing running around and a few of those roaches? Except this rat's only got one T, not two. All right, so he eradicated and exterminated the spider. Y'all are good now.
We're all good.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Well done, Albie. I knew something was going on. Albie was out of his chair, behind the board. Something was happening. And then there's a reaction to John in New York in the form of an email or 100. Jaime, are John and Jeff in San Antonio related? They are not. Both have been known to get a little dusty at times, but they are not. Dear Jim, thank you for taking my call. It should go a long way toward my chances at the Kiss-Ass Hall of Fame. Regards, John in New York. I don't really think the guy's here to kiss my ass. I think he just loves me. Lee in Hartford sent that. This one says, thank you, Jeff in Southfield. John in New York's calls are effing hilarious now. You nailed it, Jeff. I can barely tell the difference. Keith in Granada Hills. Bill Ratka on Twitter. I can't stop laughing and thinking about Jeff in Southfield calling his John in New York. The impression is better than the real thing. You tell me, what's better, the real thing or the impression?
Thank you, Jim, for taking
stop right there.
Call.
Who is that?
Jim.
Hold on. Is that Jeff or is that John? Is that John in New York or Jeff in Southfield? Let me play it again and you tell me which is which.
With the shout out and everything, man, I was just like, I couldn't believe it, man. I'm humbled and I was like floored, man. And
okay,
I can't thank you enough.
Who is that? Is that John or is that Jeff? Now compare that to this.
That interview that you did the other month with heavyweight champ Del Monte Wilder, that was like the best interview that I ever heard.
Did he say Del Monte? All right, so was that Jeff or was that John? One more time, Alvin, who is this?
Stop embarrassing yourself, Josh, and do better. Do better. Just like the program and
okay.
The master here tells everybody every
just
single
like
day.
The master
Jim,
tells you. Okay. Who is this?
In my whole life, Jim. Jim, your interviews are the most awesome interviews in the history of radio, Jim. Jim, you're literally my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Jim.
Jeff in Southfield. So my man has gone in on Fonzie, My man has gone in on John in New York. My man has gone in on Trapper. I think he took a run at Iray. The Guitar Center run, of course. So I'm just waiting for Jeff to call back. Who's next? I don't know. 1-800-636-8686. Who's got next? Nate McMillan coming up at 20 past. Aaron Rodgers coming up at 40 past. Banging telephone calls. Or I could talk Myles Garrett. Let's go to the phones. We're just rolling calls on a Friday, having a little bit of fun. Getaway Friday. I'm going to New York City tomorrow morning. I'm back for a short week next week. Let's go to Portland. Trapper in Portland. Trapper, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, my brother? I guess I got to take the lead in first to Jeff in Southfield. This is the real old Trapper here. Thank you for your eloquent pitch for our product a little while ago. The response has been fantastic, to the point that our sales have gone beyond our wildest expectations, actually making up for the hit we've been taking on our beef prices over this dumbass tariff trade war with China, which has been screwing our suppliers. Darn, that sounds polarized. A game against little Monmouth U from Jersey and poor-mouthing a young point guard out of Monmouth, no less born in Jersey City where I was born, telling him to take his attitude back to the great Garden State. First reaction was to call Sil Dante at the Bing and green light his little ass, but hey, why waste the time and the dime? Seemed like the word class also, Jimmy, was tossed around by all of those Heartland clowns like it was 30 pieces of loose change while my brother Greg Herenda from up Route 9, where people knock on doors with their elbows, will tell you class is the coin of the frickin' realm. And when little point guard Georgie Pappas, 170, soaking wet as the stones, the cojones, and the backbone, to show you clodhoppers what real class is with that in-your-face steal and dunk, that clown in the announcing booth makes it sound like Rob Stark's old lady taking those gut shots at the Red Wedding, telling the only classy person in that gym to take his attitude back to Jersey. I'll tell you, hey, seated in the booth, why don't you come on down to the corner of Jersey Ave and 5th back home after they turn the street lights on, and I will show you what real attitude and class are. Last, Jimmy, very briefly, for 30 years and change, thanks for taking my dime and showing the clones in America what real backbone talent and class are. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame, my brother. It's been one hell of a ride and an absolute privilege and honor to be aboard, my brother. War the jungle that you have created and war Jim Rome. Tramps like us, babe. I'm out.
Tramps like us. Trapper in Portland. A little something for that hayseed in the booth. Quote, end of quote.
He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
He's talking about this. Go ahead, Alvy. Roll that back.
He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
Kansas. Kansas was up 55 at the end of the game, looking to dribble it out. George Pappas, 5-4. He's seeing it all go down. He ain't having it. Pappas goes in, pickpockets, goes in for the slam, and was looking to get into anybody and everybody's face and let them know that that's now a 53-point game.
If it ends right now, it's going to be a doubled-up final tally. I think that's where it's going to end. Tristan Inarruda has it taken away by Pappas as he was trying to dribble out the clock. And Pappas throws down a dunk and then gets up in Inarruda's face. He's going to get teed up, and he should. KU was doing the classy thing and running out the clock. Pappas then comes in, takes the ball away, throws a dunk, and then talks trash. He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
Or Los Angeles, right here in studio, and tell me all about it. It's an incredible play. And then no sooner than he got done, by the way, what Pappas should have done, he should still be hanging from that rim right now. He should have never let go. He should have got up, thrown one down, and started to swing from the rim, and he should be there right now still. But then again, if he still were swinging from the rim, he would not have been able to get back down and get up in people's grill and F-bomb them twice the way he did. So the Jayhawk faithful were not happy about that. In fact, even Pappas' coach, King Rice, was not really happy about that. But let the record reflect, Jim Rome is really happy about that. I'm still beaming about that. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Down 55, them dribbling out the last five ticks, Pappas thinks to himself, oh, hell no. I'm not having this. There's still time left on the clock. Play the game. Play the game. Not until we hit double zero, triple zero, quad zero, mega zero. Not until every last person's out of this building. We're going to play the game.
Tristan Inarruda has it taken away by Pappas as
he was trying
to dribble out the clock. And Pappas throws down a dunk and then gets up in Inarruda's face. He's going to get teed up, and he should. KU was doing the classy thing and running out the clock.
Teed up.
Pappas then comes
teed
in,
up.
Takes
for
the
what?
Ball
Playing
away,
the game until the game was over?
Dunk and then talks trash. He needs
teed
to get
up.
Back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
Teed up. Teed up. I'll tell you what. That guy should be statued up. Teed up. Statued up. Not only would I never, ever, no offense if you do, not only would I never, ever wear another adult's jersey, I'm still looking for this kid's jersey. I'll rock it. Man, keep Pappas' name out your mouth, all of you, unless you're here to glorify Pappas. I love that move. When we come back, Indiana Pacers head coach Nate McMillan is my guest. Then we chase that with Aaron Rodgers. Going to be a big half hour here on the program. Fellas, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, it ends up looking sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, it's not too short, it's just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Even the wrinkle-free options. Untuck It offers 50 different fit combinations, so tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can experience the perfect fit. All you have to do is log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new arrivals. Use the promo code ROME, get 20% off your first purchase. 20% off the entire first purchase. You can also check out one of their over 70 retail locations nationwide. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants. Your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME and get 20% off your entire first-time purchase.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
About to get nice. Things are about to get really nice. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. I say that because in the next half hour, I've got Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. That's coming up next, but right here in this spot, I've got the head coach of the Indiana Pacers. Fourth season as Pacers head coach. He has led them to the playoffs three straight years. Indiana currently in second in the Central. They're at home against Orlando tomorrow night. Their head coach is Nate McMillan. Nate, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good, Nate. Good to visit. So you beat Brooklyn on Monday night. It's a game where Aaron Holiday had 24 and 13 assists. Justin Holiday, Nate, had 20 points. From the outside, it was pretty cool to see a pair of brothers go for 20 on the same team. What did you make of the way they delivered?
On the inside, it was good to see some brothers go for 20.
Right.
I mean, they both, it just showed, Aaron is showing a lot of growth. He's getting an opportunity to play this season. And, you know, he's really showing a lot of growth. He's had to start the last couple games for us because Malcolm has been out. But he was starting at the two-guard position in place of Jeremy Lamb with Malcolm. And he's just showing some growth. He's showing maturity. The more time that he gets out on the floor, and certainly Justin is a veteran who's been in the league for a while, who brings that experience. We had to start both of those guys because of our backcourt being out. And, I think with Justin being out there with Aaron is certainly give him some comfort having his older brother out there with him.
Yeah, it's cool to see from the outside. What an absurd family that is, the Holiday family. Nate McMillan joining us. So, Nate, you laid that out. I mean, you've been without Malcolm Brogdon. You've been without Jeremy Lamb. You've got a break between games before you face Orlando tomorrow. I'm guessing that if you've had eight different guys combine to miss 51 games, Nate, that the rest really is valuable. How have you gone about using this time?
Well, we really needed this time. We took a couple of days off to allow, not only the guys who were playing to get some rest and a break, but the guys who we had some guys with some tweaks that needed some time off. Some of our guys are still recovering. We're hoping to get a couple of those guys back tomorrow night against Orlando. But this break was needed. Much needed for us at this time.
We're talking to Nate McMillan. Nate, let me ask you about Domantas Sabonis. He had 16 and 18 in the win over Brooklyn. He's had eight straight double-doubles, and they're not cheap ones either. He's averaging 17 points and 16 boards this month. You and I have talked about him in the past and his growth as a player, but he seems to get better and better and better. What makes him so special as a player?
Well, he just establishes our style of play. You know, we want to play a physical style on both ends of the floor, defensively, making people feel us. We certainly need his rebounding. You know, rebounding has been an emphasis the last couple of years, and he has been the one guy that has really helped us rebound the basketball. But, he can't do it by himself, but he establishes that for us. With Miles being out, he's been playing really the solo big out there for the last few games, and he's been doing a nice job of defending the basket, rebounding the ball, and initiating a lot of our offense on the offensive end of the floor. Again, without Malcolm being out there, we've had a lot of new faces with Aaron Holiday, Justin Holiday, T.J. Warren, Jakar Sampson, and T.J. Leaf. A lot of new faces in our starting lineup. And Domas is that one guy that has been able to help us settle everybody down, establish the style that we want to play on the defensive end of the floor, as well as the offensive end of the floor. And as you mentioned, he just continues to grow and get more confident out there playing.
We're talking to Pacers head basketball coach Nate McMillan. Nate, you mentioned Miles Turner. He's a member of Team USA, or was, at the World Cup this year. And even though you were not on the staff at that time, I know you paid really close attention. For example, as you pointed out, you didn't see him post up one time at the World Cup. So what's that tell you about how much his game has changed?
Just the style of play, that NBA is going to, even in the World Cup and the Olympics, it's more of a spread style of basketball that has been played in the NBA. The post-up game, the game is, used to be played from the inside out where you post your bigs. The game is now played from the outside in where you are spreading the defense and trying to attack the rim or get, 3-point attempts in. With the national team, his role was to screen and roll to the basket to try to collapse that defense. And if they collapse the defense, then they would hit them with the 3-point shots from the perimeter. So I thought it was good for him to play with the national team. I spent 7 years with Coach K, working with that staff, and each year we felt like the guys was much better when they went into their NBA season. And I felt, Miles would get that experience, that opportunity to play in that competition, and it would help him mature. And I've really felt that it did. He came in more of a vocal leader, communicating with this team. He has an understanding of what we want to do this season. A lot of the guys that he came in with are now gone, so he understands what needs to be done far as being that leader on the team, and he's showing maturity.
We're talking to Nate McMillan, and we'll do so for a few more moments. I appreciate those thoughts. Nate, what about Victor Oladipo? He went through a full-court practice yesterday and was able to get up and down the court live with you for the first time since tearing that quad tendon. How did he look to you, and how do you go about handling his return?
He's doing good. You know, he's working extremely hard. He's been working all summer long on, you know, getting himself back and being as strong as he possibly can. Yesterday was his first practice where we didn't have to control the scrimmage. We pretty much went up and down for about 30 minutes, and he was able to play, you know, live contact for about 30 minutes. For the past month or so, what he has been doing is playing half-court basketball, 5-on-5, but he's been playing in the half-court, nothing full-court, and he has had to go every other day. So he's, you know, spent some time with our G League team a week ago to try to get some full-court play, and his first time with us going full court was yesterday, and you know, did good. You know, it was good to see him out there. He's still a ways away, but it was good to see him out there, you know, going full court with the guys again.
So Nate, one last thought about that before I let you go, because I think the fans don't really identify or don't even take the time to think about this. When you deal with a player, I mean any player, but certainly one as special as Oladipo, who suffered that kind of an injury, how much of that rehab process is about the physical side of recovery, and then how much of that is about the mental and psychological side?
I would say it's 50-50. I mean, the mental part of it is just as important as the physical part of it. And, you know, he has hit this, I mean, going 100%. We've had to really back him off of his workouts. You know, he has a trainer, and he's working with our trainers, you know, rehabbing and getting himself back together. But Victor has taken this, and it's really motivated him to come back, you know, if possible, better than he was. And I've watched him over the summer, you know, going through his rehab and his workouts, and he has been and he still is hitting it really hard, trying to come back strong. He really looks good. He hasn't had any setbacks, you know, since you know, he's been working out throughout the summer and with the team, and I really feel he's going to come back and be, you know, just as good as he was before he left. But we have to be patient, and we have to, you know, follow the doctor's orders and the trainers and everything. But I think he's going to be fine when he comes back.
It's good. Again, he is in his fourth season as head coach of the Indiana Pacers, led them to the postseason 3 straight years. They're in second in the Central. They're in action at home tomorrow against Orlando. Nate McMillan, my guest. Nate, so good to have you back. You know, I appreciate you, and it's always good to have you on the show. Nate, thanks so much.
All right, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, Nate. Always look forward to it. Always look forward to it. Nate McMillan, such a great player, too, and an extremely underrated coach. Really good coach. Extremely well-respected, but I think may not even necessarily get the kind of run that he has earned, that he deserves. And I say that because my guy gets the most out of any roster he has, always has, no matter where he's coached, no matter what he's had. He's gotten the most out of it. And what he has right now is a really young nucleus, a nice nucleus, though. Sabonis, Miles Turner, Brogdon, and Oladipo, who's coming back. And Nate McMillan says he is determined, Oladipo, to come back better than he was, if that's possible. All right, we will return. In fact, if it's possible, I would like to come back even better than we were. From Nate McMillan to Aaron Rodgers, who has not been on this show in a minute or so we are efforting that next segment. Stay tuned. Right now, here is a sports update for you. Busy Friday. Here is the very latest. Jay Berman, anchor.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, Sunday, the NFL on CBS. He's highlighted by a full afternoon of games, including an NFC South clash between Carolina and New Orleans. Raiders on the road against the Jets. It all starts with JB and the fellas on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS, and I will be back for that. Can't wait to get back there. I will fly in tomorrow, be a part of that show on Sunday, and be right back here on Monday. As promised. And my thanks to Nate McMillan, the head coach of the Indiana Pacers. Right now, we are joined by the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a two-time NFL MVP. The Packers are 8-2. They're first place in the NFC North, and they've got a big one. They're all big, but a really big one coming up on Sunday night. They're at San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers is my guest. Aaron, it's good to have you back in the jungle. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim, because bigger than any of that that you just mentioned is that I'm back on the Jim Rome Show in the jungle, getting that good jungle karma. Thanks, buddy.
My man, Aaron, it's been a long time. It is so good to have you back. So having said that, I think I know the answer, but you're 8-2. You're coming off a bye. You've got that big game against San Francisco. You're back in the jungle. How is life for you right now?
I mean, today at 12:40 Central Time, it's pretty damn good, Jim. I appreciate it, buddy. It's been a long time. It's been a good year to be able to play meaningful games in November and December. Obviously, we haven't had that in the last couple of years, so it's pretty exciting around here.
In fact, I was going to say that because before the bye, Aaron, you and Jimmy Graham had been talking about the first 10 games and the fact that both of you have been through some pretty challenging seasons. I know you're not going to plan a victory parade for being 8-2, but when you've been around that league for a little while, Aaron, do you have more of an appreciation of how special it is to be in this spot right now?
Oh, for sure. I mean, without a doubt, especially the older you get, you realize how the opportunities like this don't come along every single year. And, you know, we knew coming out of camp we had a good team, but we knew it was going to be a struggle, finding our footing in the offense, and our defense was a question mark as well, you know, with a lot of new pieces. But the beauty in the season has really been the chemistry. And over the years, you know, we've had some really good teams here. The best of those teams had that close-knit feel to it, and this is the closest that we've been over the last few years for sure. And it's not really a surprise in that sense that we have been playing well because, I think chemistry is one of the most overlooked and underappreciated qualities of good teams.
We're talking Aaron Rodgers. You know, when you mention chemistry, Aaron, you've got a good mix of younger guys and veteran talent. Part of what you did was you reminded the younger guys, hey, listen, you've got this bye week coming up. Let's stay on our game. Don't do anything foolish. But you also made the reference to the fact that back in 2010, quote, I think a lot of us wanted to win for Charles or Pickett and some of the older guys, but we're not asking for that, end quote. So why was that important for that 2010 team, but not something you'd ask for with this team?
Well, I think, Jim, the point of that is that authenticity is always the best leadership and the best motivator. And I think that's the culture we've created here now is just one that allows guys to really be themselves. And I think you've seen the biggest change, I think, has been when you add a guy like Preston Smith and a guy like Za'Darius Smith who have such big personalities and charismatic guys, I think it's allowed other guys to kind of relax and be themselves a little more because the whole tone of the team led by those guys, I think, is just a little more fun-loving. And it's been great having those guys in the locker room. I think, you know, for me, with that quote, you know, I knew how important it was to Charles, who had really accomplished everything at every level, you know, Heisman Trophy winner and Defensive Player of the Year and going to be a Hall of Famer, and this was kind of the capper for him. And a guy like Ryan Pickett, who did everything the right way and was a savvy vet. But the beauty in that team, as I look back on it, is we had guys like Howard Green, who, you know, was cut from the Jets, drove his car to Mississippi, and then got a call along the way. And next thing you know, he's on our squad, and he makes one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl 45, hitting Ben as he threw it, and there's a pick six off of that. And Matt Wilhelm, who was a big stalwart on special teams for us, and there was just a lot of guys who really understood their role and played it to the max. And again, that might seem like a trivial piece to the puzzle, but it's actually not. It's an integral part of success is having guys who truly understand their role and play it with pride. And I think that's what we've seen this year from our guys, and it makes you really proud as a leader of the football team.
Aaron Rodgers joining us. You recall those times and those moments. It's really amazing to me. And when you talk, Aaron, about roles and you talk about being a leader on that football team, I want to read you one more quote, something you said that really struck me, and I want to talk to you about this. You said, my brain and responsibilities, it operates at a different level than other positions. Everybody has different responsibilities, and it's important that when I'm trying to convey a message, that it's as clear as possible, end quote. Personally, I like that a lot, but can you lay that out? What do you mean by that?
Well, Mike and I actually had a conversation about this many years ago, just about how I see the game and what's coming to my mind when I break the huddle compared to other guys. And the most, and just a good reminder that the most important thing when you're making a check or when you're communicating the responsibilities is to remember who you're talking to, and that everybody's brain and comprehension and focus level is different. And the most important thing is being on the same page, not, you know, making the perfect check. And just a good, I think it's been a good reminder this year with a new system and new terminology and new verbiage and new formations. Even though I've picked it up and feel really good in it, you know, to make sure that my 15-year brain is remembering what it was like to be a younger player. And the most important thing is not, you know, showing off my acumen on the field. The most important thing is making sure that all 11 are on the same page at all times. And it's been a good reminder, and I'm appreciative of that conversation many years ago, and it's on my mind a lot.
Aaron Rodgers back in the jungle, and he's joining us for a few more moments. You mentioned the new system. Aaron, there's been a lot made about the offense and how different it is this year. Now that you're in it, how different is it? I mean, is the change significant, or do people make way too big of a deal out of that?
I think you're answering the question right there, Jim. I think in the off season, when there's not a ton of stories going on, I think in the media naturally, and I don't have any problem with it. You know, they try and find one or two things that they think could be a big story later, so they get on the front end of it. There's a lot of speculation about the relationship between Matt and I, and the relationship between play caller and quarterback, and me and the new system. And I think thankfully that's mostly gone away, as you've seen. You know, my comfort level increase over the weeks, and Matt and I's relationship on the field as play caller and quarterback has really meshed well, and obviously we get along well off the field and enjoy each other's company. But, you know, you have to kind of go through that for a stretch to kind of get, you know, and prove, I guess, to these, you know, experts who had all these questions that you can make it work.
Aaron Rodgers is joining us. So you've got the 49ers, Aaron, Sunday night, which means you're going up against that defense and that fierce pass rush. What kind of thoughts do you have when you look at them?
Well, I hope we can hold up. You know, that's the thoughts. They have a fantastic pass rush, and I think they've had 39 sacks this year. They've created 22 turnovers. So this is a really smart football team. Their defense is coached really well. They're I think, have enough savvy players on the back end. And then some really good young players. Obviously, Nick Bosa is a, you know, guy who's going to be around for a long time and be a, you know, perennial Pro Bowler, I think. I really, really like and liked when he was coming out, got to know him a little bit. Fred Warner, who's done a really nice job in the middle, sideline to sideline, creating turnovers, getting those guys lined up. You know, just like any team, they have a lot of good role players, you know, who are playing at a really high level. Guys who just do their job, they get to their spots, they drop to the right spot, they tackle well, they compete for the ball. And that's what I think is a staple of any great unit, offensive or defensive. And obviously, you know, up front, you got a couple 6-7 guys who move the pocket. They get their hands up. They're stout against the run. Their key has been, you know, the timing in the passing game. They're getting so many pressures and sacks on the quarterback. The defense, I think, has a little more confidence being aggressive on the outside and jumping routes. And you know, they've really got it done on the defensive side of the ball this year.
All right, so Aaron, before you go, let me ask you really quickly about Aaron Jones. I've talked to you about the defense, and you've also been really high on Aaron Jones. I've had him on the show, actually, a number of times. Personally, I could not be more impressed with him, the way he handles his business on and off the field. In your mind, what makes him unique?
Well, I think as a person, it's the humility. I mean, just he is such a humble, great kid. I mean, it's yes, sir, no, sir. He comes to work and really has a great focus about himself. He's got a really good presence. I think that's the fun thing to see is as kind of his stardom has grown this year and the production has matched what we've all seen talent level. He has such a sweet humility about him and a great presence in the locker room that everybody respects. I mean, we give him a couple game balls. He's trying to throw the ball at the offensive line because that's just the kind of guy he is. And it's not a fake humility that anybody can sniff out. It's a genuine appreciation for the guys who help him accomplish what he does on the field every week. And you couldn't ask for a better guy to play with. He's super sharp on the field, and just try to get him the ball in space as quickly as we can.
Aaron, not to pry, but the bye week, like at this point in your life, at this point in your career, were you able to get away from football and unplug? Or once you're in season, do you stay in that grind and stick to your process regardless? What do you do with that bye?
I unplug. I mean, years past, I've gone out of the country many times, usually to a beach somewhere. Just went back to Southern California and went to the beach still, but enjoyed my time and definitely unplugged and you know, turned the phone off, no social media, and just relaxed and got a lot of body work done. I mean, I'm getting old, Jim. You know, I've been coming on here for a while. Not, you know, it's been a couple of years, but you know, I'm in my 15th year, so I'm smart about what I did physically during the bye week. Got some workouts in, got some body work, but a great time to unplug. And for us, you know, this is the latest bye that I've ever had as a starter, and I think it came in a really good time from a physical standpoint. We've had byes in the past, week 3, week 4, and those bring a long stretch of games after that, but having it week 11, I think, was pretty helpful.
You know, we went way too long, but this is such an amazing conversation. Final thing, since you came back to Southern California, Aaron, and you and I have done this for a long, long time. You're a California guy. I'm a California guy. We dropped our oldest son off at the University of Wisconsin this year, and we're actually building a house in Eagle River. I'm getting more and more acclimated with the state. Do you have any advice for me? As a California guy, Southern California guy, what do I need to know about the state of Wisconsin? Because I'm spending more and more time there now.
Dress warm, my friend. Dress warm. And you don't have to try cheese curds. There's a big deal made about them. Fried ones are pretty good, but the unfried ones, you don't want to try those.
All right, got it. That's good to know.
Jim, before you get me off here, I just want to congratulate you on being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame that I heard happened earlier this month. Man, it couldn't happen to a better guy. I've always appreciated our interviews over the years.
Aaron, I appreciate you saying that so much. I mean, that's really, really humbling. I've always appreciated the relationship. I've always appreciated the access that you've given me in this show. And I appreciate you as a friend, too, Aaron. I really do. Thank you for saying that.
Likewise, Jim.
Great to have you back, Aaron. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, 2-time NFL MVP, and a good jungle guy. And if you're thinking to yourself, damn, Rome, you feeling pretty good about you? Yes. That was nice. That was really nice. My man, Aaron Rodgers. You know what I love about that? Like, it's one thing for Aaron to know where he is on the program, but for Aaron to start off by saying, hey, you know what? It's been a while. Because it has been a while. And he knows. And has always been really good to the program. Your thoughts on that, Packer fan? 8-2. And Aaron came in and said, it's good to be back. I want some of that karma. Got a big one tonight. Or a Sunday night. Green Bay at San Francisco. That's how you make a triumphant return to the jungle right there. Remember, who was our first guest on the Jim Rome podcast? Aaron Rodgers. This tells you how good he has been to the program and to me personally. First up, like whenever we needed that big get, like starting a new TV show, starting a new podcast, something in the jungle, Aaron's always been there, has always done it. So my thanks to you, Aaron. Packers, too. Getting ready for our number 3, your thoughts and reaction. He said, don't worry about the cheese curds. I've already gone there. I've already done that. Reaction, Wisconsin. That was such an amazing conversation. So engaging. Like a 15-year vet, like a future Hall of Famer. 1-800-636-8686. Third hour is going to be a busy one. It's open, but it's going to be busy. I want your telephone calls. I've got Alvy's Week That Was. We've got the ATP. On top of that, I think I'm going to bring back Name That Sound. Name That Sound. What's that sound? A good Friday game to play on a getaway day. Also, I want to remind you to check out Podcast 105, not during the show, but after the show, Episode 105. Aaron Rodgers was Ep 1, Kevin and Bean, or Episode 105. And the reason to check that out, aside from them being Hall of Famers and legends, we do take you inside the building the night of the Hall of Fame ceremony and talk about what happened. Things that I have not discussed on the air here, we discuss in that episode of the podcast. Third hour is coming up. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. My thanks to Aaron Rodgers. Don't go anywhere.